Yeah.
You want me to answer? Well, I think that, you know, there's no guarantee that we're going to make everybody happy. We can't tell how everybody in KPFA area land here, how they're going to react, what they're going to say. I mean, it's unfair. We can't predict that. All we know is that if this is the condition that we think is appropriate as a Pacific National Board, then we should be holding ourselves responsible for it. Not necessarily that it's going to make that guy happy or not, or that guy happy or not. Well, who can guarantee that? Nobody's going to do that.
Okay, well, what's your opinion?
But I think that, you know, my concern goes to in a general sort of a way that, you know, I work for agency in the government, and I regulate a bunch of companies. Well, I have a code of ethics and code of conduct. One of the stipulations in there is this. I cannot work for any corporation that I regulate for at least a year or two after I leave my duty as a governing board. All right. That happened to be that area. But that's the government. Now here, I think we want to make sure that even though it might be legal to hire somebody on the board of directors here, I think we should make sure that even the appearance of it does not get in the way, because people become all kind of suspicious, especially given the history of Pacifica recently, coming out of the situation where board members, you know, did all kind of things. And so I'm not limiting it to Rob here particularly here. I'm just talking about it in a matter of general principle. I don't think any board member should be jockeying anywhere in this network, Pacifica network, for any kind of a position unless they move away from the board and then they can apply it, or they can terminate their employment and then go apply it, whatever it is. But I think that's my feeling about it. And I think it's just such a bad precedence if we allow one. You know, we did that in the past here. We did one director who was on the board, and we hired him. Of course, he quit his job. But I think even the appearance of it, that when a person is on the board, they should not be jockeying or playing quid pro quo or who knows what else, making deals so they can have a job in the future. And I think we want to get rid of that appearance. And so that's where I come from.
Sarv, you were on the PNB when we hired Ambrose Lane to be the executive director.
Okay, but the only thing, the difference there is this, that Pacifica bylaws, they allow when a director leaves and you don't have anybody else to assume the responsibility, then the Pacifica National Board chair is the one responsible for dealing with that issue. And we debated that, we talked about it, and I think you were there, and we all decided that was the way to go.
Dave?
Wait, actually, I had Ray on the stack. Ray, do you want to go before Dave, or you want to hear what Dave has to say? Or...
Well, mine is different, so go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, we also hired...
That point.
We also hired him to serve as a consultant to the ED for 6 weeks after we hired a new ED. So that is an identical situation to this one.
And during that time, he actually did vote as a board member. Is that not true?
Yeah, but he refused himself from any vote where there was...
Of course. Okay.
And the board actually actively voted to approve him in that role. In other words, it didn't just happen. The board took a vote to say, yes, we're going to have him do that, if I recall correctly. Am I recalling correctly?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did get, you know, there were some people that we got some participation from the public on that too, but it was minimal.
So,
this is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
That's right.
Yeah, I think the whole that second motion is out of order. I think that it is appropriate to, we cannot legislate retroactively. We cannot apply. We have to make motions for a whole category of people and then apply to individuals where it fits. We cannot say, we don't have those things. They don't exist, but Rob Robinson is an individual that cannot do such thing. So I think the motion is out of order.
For what reason?
Right.
I didn't get that. Could you say why, please, Ray?
So I'm saying we cannot legislate retroactively. We cannot create resolution for an individual after the fact. If we follow Dave's advice, we ask for the governance committee or to do it or not, or that the board decides to adopt certain rules, then we can apply it to everybody. We can apply it to Rob prospectively, you know, beforehand.
Well, help me remind me where we are. Mary made a motion that all positions need to quit if they're going to be hired to work for the foundation, quit the board.
And then
she said that's correct from perception.
Then I made a substitute motion. And so we're on the substitute motion.
And I was addressing the substitute motion.
This motion would replace Dave's motion?
And
it
would
replace
our own motion.
My original motion, if it passed. If it did not pass.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you make a good point, because I think the intent is still whether or not we adopt what she's proposing right now with respect to Rob, that we also want, or she also wants this issue, the larger issue, also to go to governance. And I agree with that. So I think if she's saying it's a substitute, the substitute would be the substitute for the original motion and the motion to refer.
That's correct. If it passed, it would
be something.
Yes, but isn't your intent, Mary, that we deal with this motion with respect to Rob and the governance committee take up the larger question?
May I speak to that?
Sure.
I felt that in view of some of the things you and others said about having to have bylaws changes to consider this, I thought possibly I have not examined that language well enough. I want the issue to be brought to the board in some manner, but possibly my original language was not the proper manner. I was not trying to question whether staff should be on the board, whether we needed bylaws changed. What I envisioned would have not needed any bylaws changed. So I would bring that motion at another time if I scaled it down in response to things you and others said, that we should be discussing mainly just this particular situation. So I'm doing that.
Okay.
And
so
as my larger concern, I think I don't. This is not necessarily the language that it may not be the language I thought it was.
Okay. Being the informal setting that this is, can we agree then that there is? The motion on the floor is specific to Rob Robinson resigning from the PNB if he were to take such a position, and there's no motion to refer the larger issue. There's no. Is that where we are?
As long as I can clarify one thing. I want to clarify one thing there.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was just expressing my opinion that it might be required. I don't want anybody to think I'm using some parliamentary move to say, oh, no, you can't do that. I don't know if it would or wouldn't need a bylaws issue. But my larger point was I'd like to see the larger question deliberated at length out of the environment of the specific question, and I'm happy to consider the specific question that you're bringing forward now.
Right.
Would you guys like to move to a vote?
If it passes, then the others
vote
away.
We're going to vote on Mary's motion, which is, do you want to restate it, Mary?
Let's see. Yeah, I just, I didn't send it out. Okay.
Point of order?
Go ahead.
Ray raised the question of order, whether the motion itself is in order at all, and you need to rule on that.
The motion on Rob?
Yeah.
I would like Ray to restate his point of order because what I heard was that we were considering this other motion and it might be referred, therefore this motion would be out of order. Can you state it better, Ray?
So I was making the point that we have to create a resolution for a category of individuals or behavior, and then we apply it to specific individuals. And that this was out of order because before the board has a position on such issues, we are addressing it to an individual when there's no precedent. We have the policy to follow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to rule that out of order. I think I'm going to rule the motion in order. It's we don't have a policy. That's true. But we could. Well, I actually, I'm sorry. I would love advice on this. We sort of do what we've heard from our attorneys and everybody else, that the policy is that there's a nonprofit law and our own bylaws and everything else that says that you can do such a thing. So,
Dave, that's not the issue.
Go ahead.
I think Ray's point is a question of whether it's appropriate for us to do it, but I don't think it's out of order. In other words, you might make an argument that it's inappropriate to adopt something specific to a case in the absence of a policy, but I don't believe it to be out of order in the sense that it's inappropriate for us to consider it.
Yeah, I can't articulate why necessarily. I got a couple of reasons, but I think it is in order.
Okay. I would challenge the chair.
Could you tell us the reason?
The reason is that first of all, we don't have a policy, and so...
but that is my point.
Can I speak in favor of the ruling of the chair?
Sure.
We have many times in the past considered issues that are specific to individual cases, and so... We can create. We do have the ability to create motions that are specific to given events or given conditions and situations in the absence of an overarching policy, as long as that motion doesn't contradict any existing policy. And since I don't think this contradicts any existing policy, although it doesn't, it goes beyond, for example, the bylaws requirements. That's an interesting question, because the bylaws do speak to the conditions under which a member may be removed from the board, and they do speak to a process for removal from the board. So it may be that we can't have a motion that he shall be removed, but only a recommendation. If the word were changed to recommendation, then it's probably in order, and I suspect that if the board voted to recommend such, or conversely voted that it should only be the contract should only be granted in the event that the member steps off, then I think either one of those would be in order.
Fun information.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dave, isn't that right that we... already have set a precedent here when we hired another executive director, the Pacifica National Board member, who had to relinquish his duty on the Pacifica National Board. We have already set a precedent there. Isn't that a policy?
He didn't relinquish his policy, and he remained a member of the board, but he just didn't vote. What he did was he yielded the chair to the vice chair, but he continued to be a member of the board. In fact, I made that point rather vigorously at the time, even though Ambrose and I were always or often on the opposite sides of votes.
Okay. Thank you.
So, you know, do you guys want to go with what Dave said and change the wording to, what did you say, to whether?
Well, we can either recommend that he step down, or we can say that the contract should only be granted in the event that he chooses to resign from the board. And actually, the way she has it, she has him resigning from both boards.
I think he needs to do that, and however Apple decides the language to get it to happen, the point of it is to avoid the appearance of any kind of conflict of interest. And
well, the point is we're trying to decide if the motion is in order, and I say it is in order.
I don't see why it's not.
Your motion.
Okay. Can we vote?
I would like to vote.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So,
what was the amendment there, Dave had?
The vote is whether to uphold the chair.
The chair says the motion is in order. You can ask that we can recommend that Rob step down if he's going to be considered for the position from the PNB and the LSB.
Yeah.
How do you...
This is a motion to uphold the ruling of the chair, right?
Right.
Well, we don't have to have a vote. Just mention that I disagree with the chair. That's all.
Point of information.
We don't have to have a vote on that.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, is it the case that we're talking about making a recommendation to the board about a specific individual, or are we making a recommendation about a process?
We're talking about a specific individual that would have to. The motion is that that this person would step down from the LSB and the PNB if they were to take the job.
Right.
Well, I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can make any motion or recommendation that's aimed at specific individuals, only at members of a class, that is to say a board member or whoever. I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can make a motion related to a single individual.
This argument was made already.
I know, and I think it's not in order.
No.
Then vote against it.
Yeah,
Dave?
Well, I'm trying to ask the intent of the maker of the motion.
Go ahead, Dave.
My
intent
This motion is a motion about whether a contract should be tendered and the terms under which it should be. And so I do think it's appropriate for the board to place whatever conditions it wants on the conditions on the issue of how it offers a contract. And if it's
on
saying that... I don't think it's out of order to make it specific to a member. Whether we approve it or not, it's a different question. When this gets over, I'm going to move to divide the question of resignation from the LSB. But I do think it's in order.
Mm.
I mean, unless somebody can tell me, she can quote to me what clause makes this out of order in what document, then I think we should proceed.
I think it's in order, and I think the board should consider it very carefully, the implications, before we even put it forth to the full PNB, us recommending something like that when we haven't had the full discussion.
Look, again, I raised this point of information with Mary. Mary, are you saying that you would want to mention Rob specifically, or are you just saying in connection with the contract? That's the question.
Okay. We're only talking about Rob.
Okay.
Dave said, I feel like the guy with the donkey and the salt and the children and everybody gave him advice. I made it specific in response to points that Dave and others made that it was too sweeping and ought to be specific to this one case, which is why I put Rob's name in it, because he's the only person being considered for this proposed contract, this proposal, which he drafted.
Well, his name
I'm not sure how not to put his name when it's that one contract that we're talking about here. So,
read your motion again, please.
Well,
point of information.
Okay.
Point of information.
Sarv has a point of information.
Go ahead.
Has anyone, our chair or the executive director, talked to Rob about this particular aspect of it?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't talked to him about resigning at this point, no.
I did. I asked him, I said to him, look, if it comes to it, you know, what the hell does it matter? Go ahead and resign. It wouldn't be my preference. I don't think it's necessary, but I think if the result of it is going to be that people hate that it's happening, it's going to undermine what we're trying to do. So I didn't even ask. It was a quick conversation because I was driving, so I don't know. I mean, he didn't say, no, I wouldn't want to, or yes, it would be okay. He just listened to the suggestion.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Rob has been dragged through this.
It's awful.
I don't feel right about that.
All right.
Okay, so are we going to vote? I mean, I'd like to move to a vote.
Okay, Mike.
Restate the motion, please, and then we'll vote.
Do we want to reword it so that his name is not in it? Is that the goal?
Mary, restate your motion, Mary.
Point of order?
Go ahead.
I thought we were still back on the question of whether it was in order because of what Lonnie raised. I want to debate the underlying motion.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this way, I had accepted that the chair, I could say the result of the vote. I just would have put on record that I disagree with it and leave it alone, unless Lonnie wants to question it.
Lonnie's right.
So,
otherwise,
Could we restate what Lonnie's right about, please?
Wait, can we just have a roll call on whether to uphold the chair or not?
Okay. That's a good idea.
Because
okay.
Now it's a growing number, and, you know, I just switched, I know. Okay.
I don't know what was the ruling on. I forgot what the ruling was on.
Whether the motion about Rob was in order or not.
Okay. To make it specific to Rob without a general policy. But
okay.
I have other reasons for not making it specific to Rob.
Okay. I'm going to call the... Or are you going to call the roll, Mary?
I'll
or
call
am I?
The roll. Okay. Mary
okay.
Berg says yes. Dave Adelson?
Is the chair's ruling in order?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. Greg, I guess, are you voting or not?
I would prefer not.
Okay.
I would abstain.
Lonnie,
contracts, I can't vote in coordinating committee.
Okay.
Ah, good point.
So,
there you go.
Okay.
Well,
so Lonnie doesn't vote. Greg doesn't vote. Who doesn't vote?
On contract.
Lonnie?
Nobody.
Okay.
Nobody.
On contract.
Right. Okay. Sarv Randhawa.
Oh, I'm going to uphold Wendy for sure.
You uphold the chair. All right, Ray LaForce.
Yeah.
I vote no.
Okay, Wendy doesn't vote. Lydia.
No.
Chandra Hauptmann.
Yes.
And, okay, so we have one, two, three, four yeses and two noes. So the chair is upheld.
Okay, so
can I respond to the motion?
I'm sorry?
Can I speak to the motion?
Yes.
I'd like to move to divide it and consider separately the question of whether he would be asked to step down from the PNB and or whether he would be asked to step off the LSB. And my reason for that is I really don't think there's anything that the LSB does it would be a conflict of interest that he would divulge. It's not anything that he's going to have any impact on from the LSB level. And the effect of it is he just got elected. He has a 3-year term on an LSB. And I keep seeing this as an attempt to, like, zap somebody for trying to do something to move a project that the board has been trying to move forward for some time, unsuccessfully not because of a lack of interest, but because each step creates a rising wave.
Excuse me, Dave. Point of information. You made a motion and now you're speaking to it?
He's moving.
Yeah. I'm not motivating it. It doesn't require a second.
At the same time? It's okay?
In the committee, in the session of the board, a motion requires a second and you don't motivate it till it's seconded, but in committee, it's okay. There's
okay,
only,
fine.
You don't... So the point is that to me it's like saying, all right, if you go here now you can't have anything to do with the rest of this stuff. And I just don't see any point in that. I don't see why after a 3-month gig he should now be expelled to the far reaches. If the point is that there's not a certain sort of politicking within the board as a result of, you know, him having had the privilege of having his time compensated to be able to work on this, I can understand that. So I'd like to divide the two things.
Does anybody else want to speak to that?
Part of information, how do you want... Oh, I see. I heard that. Sorry.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, I also support it for the same reasons, and because we are now really getting into some serious territory when it comes to denying people their ability to serve on the boards. The bylaws were, and our suits were, certainly the lab suit was really based on that and not disenfranchising people who are entitled to serve on the board. So I taking away people's rights is a really serious matter. I agree with Dave's original concept that I personally think it would require a bylaws change, but the point is I do support
the motion to divide.
Okay, does anybody object to dividing the motion? All right, let's vote on the first motion, which will be the... how do we want to do it first?
It's been divided without objection.
Point of order?
Okay. Go ahead.
So if it's divided, now you want to debate the underlying...
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. So which one do you want to do first, PNB?
Yeah.
PNB, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I feel like, you know, if this is what it takes to make people feel good about it, I'm willing to agree to it. I would have preferred a leave of absence from the PMB, but, you know, it's not worth quibbling over. What's important is to respond to the concern. My greatest concern is that what we're really talking about is basically allowing a mechanism for the board to advance a project that it's been under consideration and keeps developing more and more and more tasks associated with it to get to a point where the institution can act on it, and about which there's a lot of confusion right now in the network, which I take some, you know, responsibility for not having clarified at least the parts of it that I care about. But part of that is because it took a lot of time. So if this is something that will really address the core concerns, I'll vote for it. My bigger concern is that what was motivating the people who moved this forward was not so much this question, but actually an underlying concern about the project more generally. And so that petition I saw had so many different elements to it that it was, to me, I felt like it's an attempt to recruit a generalized opposition, and that this really won't satisfy anybody. But to the extent it could, I'd be willing to accept either a leave of absence during the course of the consultancy, or a request that he step down from the board.
The motion is about stepping down, not about leave of absence.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Okay. So I'm willing to do that if what I hear is that goes to the heart of the genuine concern.
Madam Chair.
Well,
go ahead, Sar.
This is put Lydia on the stack.
Sure. Sar, talk louder.
I'd like to amend the motion, and my amendment is that instead of just Rob, I think that this, we would recommend that PNB adopt this resolution that any Pacifica National Board member, if they want to accept an employment at the foundation, then they would have to terminate their and vacate their seat from the Pacifica National Board prior to accepting.
Point of order.
Yeah, point of order.
I heard Dave
because
first.
We had that discussion already.
Okay.
Thank you, Ray.
Ray, I
said it. When was that, Ray?
Did Dave have a different
government?
This motion is divided. It's a brand new motion, and when a motion is divided, any component of it, you can make amendment to it. It's debatable. It's arguable. If you can amend it, you can do whatever you want.
What?
There's nothing restricting that.
Then let's move to a vote on that.
This is Ray.
Go ahead, Ray.
We just voted in a slightly different context.
And
that
I was already, I
the
am
motion
to be on
was
the stack.
Too sweeping, and that we could not decide that in the future.
No,
but
that was a different motion. That was
it was
a
different principle.
No,
but it
was
a different element.
Well, let's hear what Lydia has to say.
It would contradict the bylaws and California corporate that allows the board member, which is how Ambrose ended up interim ED, as a board member to serve as interim ED, meaning a paid position as interim ED. He did not do it pro bono. And again, we would have to change the bylaws. I'm sorry, but that's too sweeping unless, and I, that would have to go to governance.
I think in the California Corporations Code, too.
Exactly.
Point of privilege.
Go ahead, Dave.
It is now 8:34. We decided that when the clock strikes midnight where Ray is, we stop. And we have
there are other aspects of this proposal we haven't considered, and we still, the one thing we absolutely have forward to the board is a plan for how we're going to do strategic planning and other aspects relevant to the board meeting. So if people really want to continue this, and maybe we should, then maybe we need to have an adjourned meeting, say, in a couple of days. But right now, we've got 25 minutes, and I'd like
Madam
us Chair. To focus.
Madam Chair?
So, all right, go ahead, sir.
Did you finish?
I recommend that this issue be just given to the Pacifica National Board as the next meeting and let them decide it. I think this is we have a lot of other things to do here. And I think that most of the people on the board, I think they're aware of the issues, so they have to vote on it anyway. So let them. We can debate there as well. So I think there's no need for us to be spending here the next 2 hours going through this.
Okay, so
I second that sentiment.
So we spend all this time, and then we move to divide, and now we just move to refer without decision.
No.
No, I oppose that because I don't believe in funding. We just spent a lot of time.
That's ridiculous.
Unless we have a vote, I'd like to speak. This is Ray. Unless staff is calling for a vote on this.
Yeah.
Well, he can't call for a vote. Now that goes back open to debate, and so we do need to watch this clock.
All right.
Well, okay, this
That's
is Ray.
That's what I'm saying. Send it over to
All right, so Ray, what do you got
to
say?
Well, I object to the motion on the grounds that, if we feel motivated for moral reason, political reason, practical reason, no matter what they are, come to Rob, you say, this is a mess and whatever, you want to step down, okay, this is fine. However, that should be his own decision. But I think that we would overstepping our priorities as a board to decide that a stint for 3 months, no matter how important the function is, more important that the bodies that elected him to local board first, and then the local board elected him to the national board for a term of 3 years, if I remember correctly, and that we would just put an end to this. And I would strongly oppose that.
We had a motion to ask Rob to step off the PNB if he were to take this position. Now it's been, we have a substitute, I don't know if this is a substitute or what, to refer the whole thing to the
Could
PNB.
I ask for clarification? The motion was to ask him to step down or to remove him?
No, that he would step down. If he takes the job, he would have to step down. He doesn't have to step down. But if he wants to take the job, he would step down. However,
okay, so
I have a point of order here.
What's your Sarf point?
Sarf was amending that it, to go back to the original motion I had, that if any PNB member must resign before accepting employment. I believe that's already theoretically still on the table if this one fails. So I think that motion is not in order at this time. I think we should move to a vote on this one question about the PNB. It's been divided.
Order, order.
Go ahead, Ray. I'm getting lost.
Did we discuss this after we had defeated a substitute motion to the original one?
So the
original is not on the floor anymore.
We started with the motion that I made that any member would have to resign from boards.
I understand. And then you offered a substitute
position. I then made a substitute. Dave then made a motion to refer that as being so sweeping to governance. I made a substitute motion to refer to simply scale the issue down to the fact that prior to accepting this employment under the proposed digital distribution contract, I said Rob Robinson, but I'd be glad to change it and say that a PNB member would have to step down from the PNB and its related committees prior to taking the job. And that's the substitute motion on the floor.
But that's back to the original motion.
Then Sarf made an amendment that it should be any PNB member. And that's where we sort of are. Then,
Barb didn't exactly, in my notes, make a motion to refer it to the full P&B rather than, and not act on it now. That was.
I heard Sarve do that, and I heard someone second it.
Well, there's no second. Was that a motion? Okay, I just heard him say that he wanted to do it, but I never heard it phrased as an actual motion. Maybe I'm wrong.
This is getting beyond my expertise as a chair, having never done it before.
Can I have some advice? Make a point?
Yes, please.
I think that Sarve's motion to refer it to the, or just pass it on the full PMB, that's in order. And I think the form of this right now is that his motion to move it to the full PMB. There was an objection to his earlier motion in that it was substantially equivalent to a prior motion that we'd already dispensed with, and his argument was it applies to a different motion and therefore it's not, and the chair never ruled on that. But we're getting tangled up.
My concern
is that we walk into the board meeting next week and we get the same knot occurring. And then I feel like we as a body need to, our job is to clarify these things for the board. And if there's a difference of opinion, let's clarify that difference of opinion, so that when it comes before the board, it can be dealt with succinctly and effectively. And I wish we would do that.
Okay. Well, let us do that. How shall we do that?
Well,
there was a motion to ask Rob to step down from the PNB if he takes the job.
Yeah, and I think that's the essence of it, and we should just... And then there was a second piece of that, which was the question of whether he had to take the LSB, and then if you want to address the question of is it specific to a person or not, which Lonnie has raised and Ray has raised and sort of Sarve dealt with in his motion, there is an intermediate step, which I think Mary alluded to, which is you could say request that any person taking the digital distribution project But before the contract is tendered, we ask that if it's tendered to a PMB member, that person resign.
Yeah, I could put the language that way. I will withdraw the part about the PMB. I will, since I made the motion. We divided
in the LSB. In the LSB.
LSB, thank you.
Great, thank you.
I will take that off the table now. So all we have to do is vote on the question, and the motion then is, prior to accepting the proposed contract for digital distribution, a board member, a PNB member, must resign and vacate his position on the PNB committee and or any of its subcommittees.
Yeah,
that's it.
Wait a second. The LSB is a subcommittee of the PNB. So
no. We'll exclude the LSB. We'll exclude excluding the LSB. Add that.
Right.
I have a point on. So they would resign from all PNB committees as well?
Yes. Just naturally.
What she's saying is that there's some you can be as a member of the LSB be sitting on the PNB committees.
Well, that would require a whole nother election. So
So that's something else. But right now, this is what it would be.
I have a little bit of an issue with that because the PNB committees don't make actual decisions; they refer things to the PNB.
The point is. I could speak to that.
Motion.
It doesn't make sense for a PNB member who's not on the PNB to take a PNB seat on a PNB committee. So naturally, they would come off the committees if they're not on the PNB anymore. If the LSB elects them to the committee, that's another matter, and it all may be. But you.
Okay, so nobody wants to amend to say that it would be a leave of absence. That's correct, right?
No.
Okay.
Right. No.
All right. Do you guys want to move to a vote?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd like to say one other thing first.
Go ahead.
There's a sentiment that's
lying behind this, which says, you know, if he's done this, that he's somehow tainted thereafter. And I just don't think that's right. And that is my reason for objecting to the part about the LSB. And so I'm willing to vote in favor of this motion if it addresses the concerns of others. But I'm really not very happy about what I take to be underlying implications that are motivating it, not necessarily from the members on this call, who I think have been very very open to compromise and effort to come to consensus.
Well, that's pretty much the point, actually, though, Dave. If we've gotten a lot of response from one station and we've gotten zero response from a lot of other radio stations, and as you pointed out, there's obviously been some organizing at this one station, and you've got to also wonder if the people that are talking about that have even looked into what the issues are. Have they listened to the year of... I'm the chair. Hold on a second.
This is out of order, Madam Chair.
You're out of order.
It might be, but it's still an important point.
Why is it any more out of order than what I said?
But is that making assumption about a whole group of people who adopted this for a variety
motivations
of
motivations and things like
that. They might have disagreed with you on some others. And
for all of the response we've gotten from one signal area, there's a lot of response that could be actually considered affirmative because we haven't gotten it from a bunch of other station areas. And my point actually is that, you know, the PNB has spent over a year talking about this digital distribution project, about the vision of it, about how it could make Pacifica a relevant thing, and instead we get a lot of opposition because either they don't like the person or they don't like the idea. I think it would be foolhardy for a member that is in favor of the project to... The reason that was just stated, well, there's opposition, and not necessarily from the people on this call, well, you know... All right, I'm out of order, maybe,
the question,
but go ahead. What are we
order,
doing
I
now?
Think, okay.
Call for the question.
If the chair needs to make comments, they should send the chair back to whoever isn't making comments. But I don't think it's appropriate to vote.
That's not
Madam
true.
Chair, let's take a vote.
Comment.
committee,
let's take a vote. Let's go home.
This is a committee, and it's important to us to explore the issues fully. That means hearing
from every
home? Person.
I would like to speak to this issue. Just one point of clarification.
I'm going
to
recognize Chandra because she hasn't spoken in a really long time.
When Ambrose had to take a leave to become the paid executive director, he was then allowed to re-seat himself on the board. Why?
He didn't leave the board.
He didn't take a leave.
He just didn't vote on things. He still came to all the meetings, and he still was a board
member.
Well,
I think it's unduly harsh that we're asking this person to resign and not just to take a leave of absence, especially if it's going to be a three-month position. If it's going to last longer than that, then that's a whole different situation. But why can't we just ask for a leave of absence instead of asking for resignation?
Then vote against it.
Yes,
I think so.
Go ahead, Dave.
Given the arguments I've heard, and particularly your argument about we haven't really heard a wider range of response, maybe we can, I would like to amend the motion to say that the coordinating committee recommends that the board consider whether or not, I don't know, maybe we just want to wait until we get a little more feedback and determine the breadth of this concern, because I think I hear Chandra's point. My disposition as the person who's pushed this thing as hard as anybody to try and meet the concern, the reasonable concerns of people so that we can get broader support. But maybe the outlines of the thing are not yet clear. And frankly, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, will we be actually taking the final vote next week on this, or is that slated to take place at the April meeting?
I don't know.
I thought we were talking about next week.
Full board. Go to the full board.
Well, it's whatever the board wants to do, not what anyone...
Okay. In that case, you know, maybe we should just...
That's why I want to report. That's why
Dave,
I was
if you do
that.
It at the next board meeting instead of next week, we're actually making decision ourselves then.
Yeah. So why don't we just postpone, let the just pass it to the board and postpone it?
That's what I said.
Is there any objection to? So what are we? What are we reporting to them?
What's the motion? I need to get the language here.
That we wasted each other's time for 2 hours.
So then we're going to do it again later.
Yeah.
So what is?
Now we know all the issues.
I just want to know what the motion is. The motion is that we postpone this until the full board meeting. Is that it? What do we say?
That we're referring the question to the PMB.
That's it.
Yeah, full body. Yeah.
It's not wasted time. It's wisdom.
That's right. Wisdom of the full body.
I apologize for not being more skilled at.
Oh no, you did a good
herding
job.
Herding the cats.
I just have. Excuse me. Point of order. I really need to get this information. Would somebody allow me to do it? I want the language. Are we moving to refer that motion,
to the full body.
My motion, to the PNB at its meeting on April whatever it is next week? Is that the motion, Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any objection to referring?
No objection.
Sarv has no objection. Does anyone else have any objection? Okay, so.
Well, I certainly do object, but I'm the only one, I think.
Well, write yourself down.
So,
write yourself up.
In my-
I can write myself right out. Okay. Without exception, except there's no one else who objects. Okay, and it's passed without exception, is it? With except for Mary Bird, is that correct? No one else
sounds
objects.
Like
okay.
You,
okay.
Well,
since we're at the end of this,
in the chair. Can I resume
yes,
the chair?
Yes, that was what I was going to say. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
we've
the last
got
8 minutes.
Yes, in the next 8 minutes, we have to put on the candy. Either that, we either have to do it in 8 minutes, agree to go a little longer, or adjourn to an adjourned meeting sometime in between now and next week's meeting. What would people like to do?
Let's finish in 30 minutes or so, if at the most.
Ray, can you hang with that, even if it's midnight?
It's almost midnight.
I object.
Hang on. I'm going to step off for a sec because my wife is calling and she doesn't know where I am. So and she doesn't yet know to just look online and she can't
okay,
find me. But, I'll be right back.
My cat is meowing, so I'm going to go.
What?
What are we waiting on to adjourn?
My cat is, yeah.
Whether to postpone to a continued meeting.
Adjourned meeting.
This
in a
is about
of days.
Planning. Yeah, this is about planning the strategic planning session for Friday, the 20th.
Yeah,
right, and as I mentioned on the last call, that we have to leave some time for executive session for the evaluation.
Yeah, there's a couple of other issues related as well for Friday. Our ADA consultant would like potentially to give us a report, and I've circulated a potential agenda for the whole weekend to Dave and Sarv, but
we haven't gotten back from him yet.
And also, John, last time since we were in D.C., we did get a briefing from John Krigler. I know we got some on the phone the other day, but
I didn't even know you wanted to do that.
Well, I'm just saying, we only go to D.C. once a year, and he's our counselor. I'm not saying that we do. I'm just saying that we might want to.
And
by then,
on that point, particularly. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're back. Oh, you're back? Okay. Well, Dave, go ahead.
Mary Burke here. May I be on the stack? The only days I see next week.
Starve, were you? Hang on, Starve, were you asking to be on the stack, too?
What are we discussing?
PMB planning.
Well,
PMB
I'll take
planning.
That as no. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
And Lydia, we are talking about having an adjourned meeting or spending 30 more minutes. Someone objected to spending 30 more minutes, so I'm trying to find what date we could adjourn to.
Monday the 2nd has nothing on the PND calendar. Tuesday.
Monday the 2nd, I'll be flying. Monday, okay. The evening of Monday, I'll be traveling up to the Bay Area to see if a donor will fund us to do some of the
okay.
stuff.
Well,
could we hold a meeting here, Dave?
I can't meet on a Tuesday. I don't know who else can. Wednesday has a technology committee at 5:30.
What about Sunday evening for an hour, for one
Sunday
hour
evening,
only? Sunday one hour
evening
only.
Would be fine with me. April Fool's, that would be fine with me.
What is that, Sunday evening?
Yes.
Oh, yes, 1 hour, just on PMB.
Actually, I'd like to do it Sunday at about 4 p.m. Pacific time. 4 to 5 p.m. Yep. Pacific.
This
okay.
is Wendy.
Later, David. That's in the way here.
5 to 6.
So that was,
this is Wendy.
How about?
Wait, let's pick it.
Go ahead, Wendy, and then we'll. Then, go ahead, Wendy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got up to go to the bathroom, and now we're. So the issue is whether to stay on the phone for another half hour or have a whole other meeting on a different day.
Well, the problem is that we, in reality, because we're foggy and because we may not have some of the stuff in front of us, I don't know
right.
that we're going to be very efficient and actually get it done in a half an hour. So if we gave ourselves till Sunday to email around and get a couple of these issues a little more well organized, we could
right.
do it when we were fresh in an hour and be done.
I had three meetings yesterday, two Pacifica, one job, LSB meeting Wednesday, a programming committee Tuesday. I forget if I had something
stop.
On.
You're breaking my heart. You have almost
Wendy.
Half as many.
Well, I mean, the issue is that you know, this is too much.
We have a lot of work
to
do, though.
It's our fault we wasted so much time. Maybe if we maybe we'll get our act together, but right now I think that's the best solution. And we only need to
that's
figure
okay.
the
so
time.
I move to adjourn. I move to
adjourn.
Wait.
No.
We need a time.
On. You pick
no.
a date now.
Can we take, excuse me, can we take a very quick vote? Just call the roll, Mary. A yes means you'd like to hold an adjourn meeting. A no means you'd like to finish now. Can you
well,
just
you
call
have to
the
be specific
Mary?
About when. I think
okay.
that's what also.
No,
if
people
we have
are willing.
Gonna do it.
If people
okay.
are willing to do an adjourn meeting, we'll spend time figuring out when.
That's
we
okay.
call the roll, Mary?
I'm calling the roll. Mary Berg, I say yes. Greg Guma.
Sure.
Okay. Ronnie Hicks.
Yes.
Okay. Sarb Randhawa.
Yes.
Oh, do you want to pass or are you going to vote?
No, I say yes.
What?
Yes with a sigh.
What did he say?
Yes with a
sigh.
Yes. He said yes.
I think that's a
yes. Okay.
Yes.
Rayla Forrest.
Yes.
Okay, Wendy Shrell.
No.
Okay, Lydia Brazant. Yes, for the promised 1 hour. Yes, 1 hour. One
yeah, right.
Hour. All right. Chandra Hoffman.
Plus minus.
Chandra
no.
Hoffman.
No.
She goes, no. Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses and 2 noes. So we do hold a 1 hour adjourned meeting.
Okay, I'm saying goodnight to everybody.
Sandra,
before
you
go,
I can't stay on anymore.
Tonight.
Yeah, but can you come to the meeting?
The
next time,
you,
if we have another one, but not tonight.
Okay.
You
thanks,
just wouldn't
Sandra.
Know.
I said no.
So
I voted against it.
Against moving.
Whatever. Good night, Sandra.
Good night, Sandra. Thank you.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night, Sandra.
So, are you thinking about it now?
Well, it's been proposed, right? To meet Sunday
how about
for an hour.
Sunday at how about 6? Sunday at 6.
Can you give me
wait a minute? Wait a minute. Sunday, April 1st.
Yes.
Seems appropriate.
Oh God.
That is appropriate. You have to give it.
Very
time.
Appropriate.
So it's at night.
What?
I have an event beginning. I have to be gone by 6 o'clock because I have an event I need
Eastern
to record for Sound Posse.
Western?
So I have to be out of my house by 6, which means I have to be ready to leave by 5:30 with my equipment. So
are you talking about
I would like,
time?
Yes, I would like to do it at 7:30 Eastern.
Okay.
4:30
Pacific.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay. I would do that.
I can do that, but if I was you guys
okay,
in the West, I'd object.
Same numbers?
Same. David,
everyone
can send us
can
a
do
number.
That? Okay.
And is it open on the calendar?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
See you then. Goodbye.
Okay.
Good
night, folks.
Good night,
everyone. Dave, you will post that, or did you want
to? Yep, I'll post it.
Dave,
right.
Stay for a second.